Howdy, freelancers. How are you doing today? So today is a question that maybe people shy away from and almost retreat from too. And it's probably the worst thing that you can do. But the question is, what do you do when a crisis hits? So as a freelancer, well, as an adult, really, there are times where you need to face reality that honestly, you would much rather not. But over the 15 plus years of my career, both full-time and as a business owner, there's been many crises of all shapes and sizes. And being a web developer, I've been through a lot of them at all varying scales. So, I mean, I went through the AOL browser phase, many other cross-browser issues, browsers disappearing, technologies that were part of businesses that stop for one day from existing, and so many others. But as a part of the growth in your professional career, you will encounter these times when you have to give the bad news to clients. Much like in yesterday's show where I talked about setting expectations as early on as possible, it's best to approach the bad news head on and as early as possible as well. You should, however, present it in a professional way that helps guide your client through it. Remember, they hired you as the expert. They expect that you'll know exactly what to do, and if you don't, you'll figure out a way through the crisis. So it's so easy to react in a way that, like, you're on fire, right? Where you're panicking and ready to pull the plug on everything. But that really often leads to more of a disaster than the crisis at hand. What you want is a clear head, thoughtful planning, and then implementation of a plan, right? So some things to really think about when you're presented with such crises is, one, put together a timeline of events if you can. Two, back up any evidence with data. Right. So if there's something going on where things aren't happening or things are happening too much, get that data. Right. Leave any opinions at the door. It's so easy to be angry and let emotions get the best of you. But in the end, that really does no one good. Three, if you don't have the evidence, get some. Right. Whether that means setting up almost purposely trying to get that data, or, you know, just asking around, seeing what other people are encountering, right? Fourth, put together some recommendations past the event. So if you need to find a solution, a new company to work with, or revisit a nice to have list that you've built up with the client for options so that your client knows your train of thought and where you might be headed. Five, if this is affecting business today, figure out the steps needed to address it until there's a remedy, right? So, you know, I've had instances where there are credit card issues, right? So there's money transactions happening. If a money transaction happens during the time at which you're trying to fix the issue, how do you handle that, right? Next is that you want to ask your clients for their thoughts and suggestions. Remember, it's their business, right? They know their business inside and out, right? So figure out together what the best course of action could be. Next, you want to open up communication. Make yourself available in ways that you never have before, maybe, right? Remember, you're both in this together and need to get through it together. And finally, after careful thought and consideration of the options, put together a game plan to implement and stick to it. Look, life happens. And when bad things happen, it's how they're handled in the end that make for that light at the end of the tunnel. You and your clients are in business together. Work together. And I promise you, in the end, it'll all work out for the best. So until next time, it's your time to live in the feast.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.